Campus Bureau's Family Podcast in collaboration with the Multicultural Bookstore. My name is Tamara Shiloh, and I am your host. Our guest today is the new Executive Director of the Youth Service Bureau, Miss Marina Brown, and she's going to talk about the holiday this year, 2023, and what's coming up in 2024. So thank you for being with us and taking the time out to do this, because I know you're busy being a newbie and all. Well, not really a newbie, because you've been with the Youth Service Bureau how long?
Over 21 years.
Okay, so just tell us what's going on.
There's a lot going on. As the newly appointed director of the Contra Costa Youth Service Bureau, I am so excited and yet humbled. I am a Richmonder. I live, work, play, you name it, I do it in Richmond. I believe in Richmond. I have pride and purpose for this city of which the Youth Service Bureau serves. On today, thank you for having me as one of your guests. I'm so excited. As we had begun this podcast last year, we are now in our new fiscal year of 2023-24, and we're in the second quarter of this new year. We have some exciting things going on. Our upcoming holiday season, as we look forward to Thanksgiving and being grateful and thankful for all that we do and those that we serve, I want to just begin thanking our faith-based community for their contributions and their donations for the gift cards and assisting our families this holiday season. With inflation being what it is, a gift card can go a long way. With that being said, let me now talk about Christmas. Christmas is a time when we seek donations from our community, our partners, stakeholders, our corporations that's within the city of Richmond. We are looking for your donations and making this season a joyful one for those that we serve, those that are in need, especially for our teenagers, because normally our teenagers, they don't normally get the gifts because everything is catered towards smaller children, tiny tots. So those that are 13 and up, it would be nice if you would donate. And let me give a shout out to Susan Wittenberg. She's already fulfilled a need, and she's going to deliver some gifts for our teenagers the second week of December. So if you would like to donate to some of our teens, please feel free to do so. You could contact us at 510-215-4670 or utilize our website at www.wccysb.org. Now, let me talk about what we have coming up in our new fiscal year. With CalAIM payment reform, there's some challenges and there could be some barriers. However, we plan to overcome those. We are a small nonprofit organization. We've been around for 39 years, looking forward to our 40th year in 2024. Let me give my gratitude and total appreciation for our founder, Ms. Talia Hassan, and those elders that came together to advocate for the city of Richmond when there was a great deal of violence going on. So here I am standing on her shoulders.
Okay. Well, you're doing a great job.
Well, thank you. We are 45 strong. We have an awesome board of directors. That team, they come together, they come out in support. And thank you to one of our community partners, Miss Tamara Shiloh, for the Multicultural Bookstore, all that she does and does for our caregivers and our children and youth and the families here in the city of Richmond.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I enjoy every minute of it.
Awesome. And I was telling one of our new employees about the sip and chat that you do for our grandparents on the third Sunday of every month. He was in total awe, like, what? You guys actually do that for caregivers?
Yes.
With this jewel here in the city of Richmond. Tamara, why don't you talk about your new bookstore that you have opened up?
Well, okay, really briefly, yes. We just opened the Multicultural Bookstore Las Vegas in the historic west side of Las Vegas. And it's been a couple of weeks now, and they're doing really well. that community is just, they're overjoyed having a multicultural bookstore. We're in a really good location, schools, community centers, churches. So we're really happy. My friend Carol Santiago is a partner with me in that venture. And yeah, so when you're in Vegas, come over there, visit us. We have coffee and all sorts of goodies along with great books, story time. And she too is going to start doing, celebrating grandparents and caregivers there too. So we're excited. Thank you for bringing that up. Appreciate it.
Ooh, now does that sound wonderful for a Christmas gift? And we love sharing what our partners do, especially our community partners, because they're not only just centralized in the city of Richmond, but they are branched out and they spread out to serve others across other states. So we're grateful. Thank you, Tamara, for all that you do for us and for the community. But now let me talk about what our goals are in moving forward, because we continue to utilize our mission, our vision, and our core values. And we will serve those that live in the marginalized communities of the city of Richmond. Well, let me say, Contra Costa County. We also have a brand new office site in Antioch. That's East County. And it is located at 700 I West Street in the city of Antioch. And we have our staff out there ready to hit the ground running with our schools, the community, you name it. It's a beautiful site. It's on the water right next to Monica's restaurant in Antioch. So if you want to come by, just tour the site, please feel free to do so. And then grab a bite. I'm sure Monica would love to see you. Let me talk about our partnership with the West Contra Costa Unified School District. We love what we do. And we know that our educators need our support. Our schools are suffering. They need resources and they need services. And so our goal is to continue to be place-based. That means we are located, stationary in some of our schools here in the city of Richmond. And we're going to be doing that in our East County service area as well. Right now, we are working to be placed in Lavagna Dijon, Stege, Highland. And as we are part of the school collaborative for West County, we can go to any school campus, but we want to be placed so when our students and their families need wraparound services, we are available to provide and offer those services and to support the faculty and administration here in West Contra Costa County Unified School District. We continue to work with our elected officials, our board of supervisors, our stakeholders. We just celebrated as a physical sponsor for the 23rd Street Halloween. That was our first time being a physical sponsor. We have one of our employees, Yenny Garcia. She loves the community, and she was so excited about doing that activity. It was a success. And if you did not come out to participate in that, please feel free to join us on next year, next Halloween. For Christmas, last year we did the Grinch that didn't steal Christmas. This year we're spreading joy to our families. And we're going to be working or collaborating with the Shields Reed Community Center because we have a youth reinvestment initiative that we do job readiness with our youth. And so we're there in the neighborhood or community of North Richmond, and we will be setting up a snowman station. So we're going to be doing arts and crafts where the kids and our youth are going to make snowmen out of white powdered donuts and some Reese cups, some M&Ms, you name it, they're going to make it happen. So please come out and join us on December the 20th from 3 to 6 at the Shields Reed Community Center.
So you said you're working with the school district, with the several schools. So I know you're supporting the children. How are you supporting the teachers? You said you'd be supporting them. Anything specific, or they can just come to you and tell you what they need? Or
right now, what we're doing is, for the teachers, we're doing presentations. We're providing them with a wraparound package, what we do on therapeutic interventions in case they need it in their classrooms. We're there. We're available to support them with whatever their needs are, to address any emotional, social learning issues that they have with their students, because we know that they are shorthanded in the school, so we're here to support. We try to put together a well-being package for our teachers that could have some self-care items in it, just to let them know that we know the importance of self-care and we appreciate what they do as educators.
Super. Okay, next year is a new year. So anything in particular, January, February, maybe?
Well, with the new year we would like to serve more children and youth and their families. We have a kinship program that serves those relatives that are caring for their children their grandchildren or relatives. And our youngest caregiver is 23, and our oldest caregiver probably is 90 years of age at this current time. And then we have Differential Response Path 2, Aftercare. That program is a program where we have contracts through Children Family Services, where individuals have or families have been reported and there is no true findings to child abuse. However, we support them with giving them parent training. It could be something as simple as reorganizing their household and just communication skills and how they communicate and talk to their children or, you know, just other family members in the house. Or it could be employment or escaping a domestic or violent relationship and just helping them to start all over again. We've been utilizing another jewel in the community, that is the Uncommon Clothing Closet on 23rd Street. It's an excellent resource for families that need clothing and are trying to start out on a new career path. They provide at least 2 outfits and the children as well. So we're excited about that. And then we have the City of Richmond Children and Youth Fund that we work with children, providing them with activities and taking them beyond the City of Richmond and exposing them to other things like college tours. And we have the college tour coming up in February. We always excited about the college tours. And we also try to expose our children to other activities such as a ferry ride, utilizing the Richmond Ferry, because a lot of people have never been on a ferry. And so that's right here at our fingertips. We take them to museums, expose them to culture. We do education activities. That means if we have an opportunity to actually take them on college sites and what have you, we do that. There's recreation. And we also have a new scholarship that's available.
Right.
Our chief, Bisa French, the first chief that has a scholarship here with our community college, Contra Costa College. So we will be awarding 2 students a scholarship, one in the amount of $1,000 and the second one in the amount of $500. We are so excited about that.
Okay. Okay, so sounds like we're all going to be busy. I guess I could say we, since I'm on the board, right?
Definitely.
I'm looking forward to the new year. I know there's some exciting things coming up. Everyone's very happy that you are the new executive director. You've been there a long time. You know a lot of folks, and it's just good to see you there. And yeah, you may be walking into some big shoes, but girl, you can handle it without a doubt. So with that, anything else? Or
I'm just so excited and just pleased with the community support. People have been so kind in this new journey that I've embarked upon, but being the leader of the Contra Costa Youth Service Bureau has been an exciting first 4 months. And it will continue to be an exciting journey for me because I believe in the work that we do. I believe in the community that we serve, but I believe in making sure that people get the resources and services that are needed. And if this is what we're going to do, we are here to do just that.
All right. So one last question. Okay, you hadn't planned on this. However, if you had a superpower, what would it be and why?
My superpower would be to purchase a building that would allow us to take our services to another level and do more individual and family therapy. I would love to be able to do that in a building where it provides total psychofamily therapy services to the families here in Contra Costa County. That would be one of my superpowers. If I could be granted a building to serve, to expand our services, that would be it.
All righty. Well, Ms. Brown, of course, I have totally enjoyed having you. And this is your show. And I appreciate the fact that you allow me to host our podcast. We're going to have many more to come, and I look forward to them. So thank you so much for being here.
And thank you for allowing me this opportunity and to be a guest on this awesome podcast. Thank you.
You're welcome. So thank you, everyone, for listening in. Again, this is the Youth Service Bureau's Family Podcast in collaboration with the Multicultural Bookstore. My name is Tamara Shiloh, and I will see you next time.